From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Chris Faulkner reading Deliverance Valley by Gladys Smith. Now let's begin with Deliverance Valley. Chapter 1. Southwestern Montana, 1898. 8 years on a homestead had taught me to reject the loss of my animals as unthinkable until faced with the fact. I'd thawed frozen calves and orphaned lambs at my kitchen stove, believing that if I willed it and worked hard enough, I could keep them from slipping into oblivion. Yet once again death had crept onto the flat, with its brazen hunger, and threatened to snatch one of my flock. The babe lay still, wrapped in a crimson film, the last of three lambs to slip from the birth canal. The mother sprawled nearby on a bed of straw that reeked of birthing and damp hair. She panted from the ordeal and from the late August sun that struck the thin walls of the shed. I could have strangled the ram who'd escaped the neighbor's farm and planted his seed off-season. I would have waited another year to breed the ewe. She was too young for easy delivery, too exhausted and bewildered from the birth of triplets to care for the clumsy babes. So far, she'd survived, the lambs healthy, searching for nourishment, except the one. I scooped the babe from the straw, brushed the shiny film from its face with a towel, and blew a puff of air into its nostrils. It quivered. I sent another puff of life into its lungs and rubbed its chest. A pulse trickled beneath my fingertips. With a shudder, the lamb seized life. That's the way, sweetie. You hang on. Hang on. Life isn't half bad.